From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. Teachers in Arkansas's lowest-paying districts could see a small pay bump in their salaries soon. But as Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek reports, advocates for smaller rural districts claim mandatory raises will mean layoffs.
A bill to increase minimum teacher salary in Arkansas is headed to the Senate Education Committee. It would bring the lowest-paid Arkansas teachers up $400 from the current $31,000 minimum pay. Richard Abernathy, who represents superintendents at the Arkansas Association of Educational Administrators, says there isn't money allotted for those raises.
The bottom line, there's a big disconnect in policymakers and actually how you run a school district.
He says the state, which provides most of schools' funding, is planning to give just a 1% cost of living increase this year, and it's asking poor districts who spend most of their budgets on staffing to come up with money they don't have, which will eventually mean layoffs. House Education Committee Chair Bruce Cozart sponsored the pay increase bill. He says the goal is to raise salaries a little each year.
You know, it's just hard to do that. When you start figuring out adequacy, it's just hard to get everything perfect.
Adequacy is a constitutional requirement that Arkansas schools be funded equitably and meet a set of quality standards. Adequacy must, by law, be met before any other money is allotted in the state budget. Each biennium, the Bureau of Legislative Research does a report on how school districts are meeting these standards. This year, it suggested a 2.5% cost of living increase, about twice the amount lawmakers have actually put forward. Abernathy says that's not adequate.
You're making a commitment to come down and cut taxes, then you got to hold revenue down. You got to hold the expenditures, and K-12 be a part of that.
Recently, Governor Asa Hutchinson signed into law a $50 million low-income tax cut. Representative Mark Lowry, also on the Education Committee, says he thinks school districts do have the money they need, and more responsibility should be shifted to local leaders.
The state's burden also is to make sure that this money is spent adequately. And I think a lot of times legislators are hesitant to dive into that because so many of us believe in local control.
He says some districts are holding too much extra money in the bank.
When they've got students that are upside down in terms of every educational metric, and they've got money, they've got enough money that they could hire one-on-one tutors.
Lowry plans to put forward a bill that would cap district fund balances at 20% of their overall budget. Taking a step back to look at the big picture of education funding, State Senator Joyce Elliott says lawmakers need a better method to figure out how much funding, constitutionally speaking, is enough.
I'm not sure at all that doing a review is adequate for us to know whether or not we are meeting all the requirements we should to make sure every child in the state has the opportunity to have an adequate, equitable education.
Meanwhile, the legislature is considering two constitutional amendments that would change or end the judiciary's oversight of public schools. Adequacy standards were set by a 1992 state Supreme Court case, commonly called Lakeview, for the district that launched it. When asked whether the lawsuit could be revisited, Abernathy said he hopes not, because it's easier for everyone to work out problems together before court gets involved. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.